Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
We're at
low
live budget.
Live.
Is this how
actually,
I sound?
Yep.
God,
you sound terrible.
I sound like I've never talked before.
Actually live, already up to 19,000 people.
Not easy.
Already up to 19,000. Look at this.
I told you have a strong.
Somebody has already said, where is the pub mix? Pub mix. That's an LBL from way back.
I'm going to make
all right. Here we go. Low budget. What's up, Jason Seelock? Some of your crew from Wired to Fish is out here.
Did you see him today? He caught a giant today.
I did see that. Off of Bolton's dock.
Yeah.
Terry Bolton's dock, if I'm just guessing. What's up? What are we doing here? This is low budget live, actually live.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here? To my right, the man, the myth, the Sam Rayburn legend.
Fat Todd.
Fat Todd, hashtag Fat Todd, at Todd Castledine Fishing, who has begged to be on low budget live. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened in his career.
I'm the first person to ever pay to be on here. I had to pay quite a bit of money.
He did. He did. And then to his right, a return. Most guest appearances in low budget live history.
The second here.
Second at this table. Actually called Bill Taylor last year. We'll get into that. We called Bill. James. Watson.
Matter of fact,
Watson.
Mr. Fantastic.
And another first timer.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Josh Douglas. Dougie. FLW Tour.
Welcome.
Sensation. Bassmaster Open Pro. And super like smallmouth. Spectacular guide on Lake Mille Lacs. I like
that.
I nailed it. All right.
That was right.
JMFW is the greatest ever. He's not just a guest.
Thank you.
You're
very
basically
much.
A co host at this
very
point,
much.
JMFW.
Hey, Luke, tell us what our fine sponsor is tonight.
Well, just like always, you're learning. Just like always, Low Budget Live brought to you by the fine folks at StarTron. StarTron. Get you some StarTron fuel additive. Don't drink it if you're at the. Keep James from drinking it every now and then.
Pat Churchman.
Block Pat Churchman.
He's always wanting to scissor kick.
I can scissor kick you, no problem.
Yeah.
That will happen tomorrow.
Okay.
So
in the boat.
So here we are, low budget live, actually live for the first time in a few weeks at 15,000 people, low budget live. And we are at Sam Freaking Rayburn once again for the Sealy Outdoors Big Bass Splash and Big Bass Splash Pro Invitational.
Dude, big time.
Big time.
Big money. Some amateur angler out there
is going to win a boat. Yeah, going to win a boat. And a 12-year-old kid won it last year.
Mopped him up with a giant last year.
But it's really cool for us because it's no pros allowed. If you pay an entry fee over a certain amount, you're not allowed.
That's why we got invited.
And that's why we got invited. But they do this pro invitational where we get a chance to fish those same rules. They invite us out, and it's an awesome time. And Dougie, you've been here. You and I fished last year. You fished it every year, right?
Yep, 2 years.
Two years.
Yep.
And you win the hourly. It pays us $500 an hour, and you're like the hourly champ.
Yep. I am the hourly champ. Yeah.
Wait, y'all didn't have to pay?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't.
Sorry, Tad.
My invitation definitely had a
dinner
cost.
Yes.
Dinner was free.
Indeed.
Okay. We didn't have to pay for dinner.
Indeed. How many hours have you won in 2 years?
Six
hours.
I've gotten big bass, second big bass, 2 years in a row. Guess how much that pays?
This much.
That's much.
This much if you're looking at the camera. This much.
Yep.
All right. We're getting some questions popping up. Already, gunfish is greater than whopper poppers. Gunfish.
What's that?
LOL.
I understand that.
TH Marine Team commenting, fatty.
fatty.
I think that's directed at you, Todd.
I'll take that compliment.
Anybody out there is not following Fat Todd, make sure you are on social media. Ridiculous. We fat shame him all the time because he needs to get a hold of himself.
Shanna like banana?
No, I think that's probably D-Money, Darian. D-Money chiming in right there. So,
Sissy Drink?
That's Sissy Drink chiming in. 17,000 on low budget live.
It's huge.
But if you're in this general area, come out and fish this thing. Registration's tomorrow from what, 2 to 8 tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
So one cast and you're going to win a boat. Truly.
I'm not going to throw my black tallywhacker here, Churchman. No black tallywhacker because I left it at the house.
If you follow Watson on social media, it was exposed to the world this week that he has a black tallywhacker. So go look at the real James.
It's by Gooch.
By Gooch, your black tallywhacker.
Yes. It's a fine product.
So also tonight at the Sealy at our little registration we had, he announced he's fixing to pay $300,000 in April for one cast.
Isn't that awesome?
That's insane. We're amateurs.
Fish like
pro. Yeah, exactly. Yep. One cast, $300,000. Todd, do you think you could win that tournament?
No.
Okay.
Not even. What? It's in late April? No.
No, you couldn't win.
Early April, yes.
Let me ask you this, as being a Sam Rayburn expert, can you win in January?
The what?
The FLW Tour coming to your home pod. What do you think?
Yeah. If anyone's ever fished in January, you know very what it's like. And wind likes to blow 35. It likes to be 35. And you might catch 35 in 3 days. Pounds, that is.
35
pounds. 35 is a number. Not for one day. It's gonna be
35 for 3 days. Dude, man, I'm just come telling on you, man. Now. I feel like you're sandbagging everybody. 20,000 people. My wife joining in. Listen, by the way, hello, Marissa Duncan, my lovely bride. Todd can win everything. Darian Craig says
you can catch 25 pounds in one day, 10 the next, and then 0 the third.
And win?
No, I'm just saying. 35.
That sounds like.
I'm just telling you, man. That this place is interesting. Like,
did you just figure out how to add up 35? It's just all he did.
He went the simplest way that he could add up 35. He's like, hey, well, if you got 25 and 10, and then you don't catch anything, you got 35.
I knocked it out.
That was definitely Fat Todd math. I got it.
Ceiling fan.
Ceiling fan.
35. Ceiling fan. I'm just looking. I see a ceiling fan. And that's what I was saying.
You got it. Todd.
Just saying, man, get ready.
Todd, you're going to have to step it up for your low budget live performance here.
There's going
to
be some zeros in that
event. Not scripted.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
This is definitely not scripted at all.
Look, that guy
James
says
can do
better.
I'm
not even going to show up. I'm going to catch more.
That's true. Well, you can zero with all of us.
I'm going to weigh in a bag of toenails that weigh 35 pounds at the end of the year. My goal,
you know what, James?
Collect 35.
The thing is, so we got Josh Douglas, FLW Tour Pro, Todd Castledine, FLW Pro, Tour Pro, Luke Duncan, FLW Tour Pro. And we have an outcast at the table, you know.
I'm surprised you talked to
actually, not even an outcast. It's more like someone of greater ilk than all of us. You know, someone that has swagger for days because we have a MLF, one of these golden ticketed people right here. JMFW, James Watson, we're just glad you still associate with us for now. And we know once the season starts, it's over. But right now, we appreciate you being on low budget.
I recognize Todd because I remember he was really tall. And I recognize you because of your impeccable beard.
Yes.
Josh, sorry.
Hey, man.
I was like, no.
You still remember my name from 5 minutes ago.
I know. No, I know you because your wife's hot.
Yeah, there you go. I get it. I'm fine with that. That's a good thing.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, definitely.
Scott Arms joining in. The Diesel. Spanky.
Spank
joining in.
Hey, Spank.
So, Dougie, I'm just going to go right out of the giddy. We got to get a story for people that don't know. It's a heartbreaker. I made you tell it at dinner, but we got to hear the St. Clair story, man. Because you've been truly, I want to set this up, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but you had the best year you've had on tour, two years this year. You were killing it, and you go to St. Clair, and you're killing it, and you're cup bound, and then on day two, things got crazy. Yeah. Things get crazy, and you're DQ'd from the event.
Yeah.
But by nothing that's.
Yeah.
I mean.
No, I was stopped day two by I was in a float Zilla of boats. I think Todd was in that group. There's a bunch of people in that group. Everyone was cracking them. It was a fun day two. It was cool because everyone was kind of cheering me on. I was cheering everyone else on. We were all kind of working together. We knew which ones were cut bound and all that kind of stuff. And I did. My scale had like 22.1 on the Rapala scale. And I saw the Canadian Conservation coming through the Floatzilla, checking licenses and stuff. And really thought nothing about it. I didn't realize I was in the wrong until they stopped me and I had a conservation license.
Which means what?
You can only have two in your possession. It's like
two bass instead of five.
Thing, honestly, in my opinion, I just, you know, when me and my wife got them, we were more concerned about the year and the 8 day.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. 3 days of tournament, off day, four days of competition, eight's perfect. Let's get that. And had to get the and just went back, checked out, and just must not, had to scroll down. So I don't even know exactly how it worked. I had no idea. But anyway, they found me to have a concert. I had to let three go on the spot. And then Mr. Bill Taylor got the pleasure of DQing me for day one. And I got to throw 2 5-pounders back at Metro Park. That was a good time.
You were not the only one.
No, I wasn't.
That could have happened to every one of us.
You know what? A lot of anglers I've looked up to have been DQ'd.
Of course.
For doing stuff, you know, Kalanick, Kath,
whatever. Of course. And it's always heartbreaking for the other guys in the tournament because you're like,
I got DQ'd for getting in a fight on the boat ramp of Black Landing.
Did you really?
Yeah.
We're going to tell that story next on Low Budget Live.
No, I'll tell you what. The anglers themselves, my competition were the best back at the boat ramp, picking me back up. It shouldn't happen to nobody. It was a true accident. But I will say this. It was my second year on tour. I did not realize what kind of – I mean, I did know what kind of – but I didn't know what all went into being a tour pro my first year and had to learn fast and hard how quick you got to find water, how stiff the competition is. I'm really glad that when it happened after I had 22 pounds. Oh, I think we've all shown up to tournaments before where we had to catch them and didn't.
Yeah, that
sucks. That hurts bad when you leave and you didn't do your job. I at least know that I did.
You
my
did
job.
Your job. Something
taught,
crazy.
You know, I would have rather. You know, I had 18 pounds day one and had it come back with the big day two. So I am kind of glad that it worked out that way. I just wish he would have missed my boat or I would have had the right license.
Something happened.
It was just one of those. But, no, I mean, Canadian officials didn't want to do it. FLW didn't want to do it. It's just it's the rules of the rules, man. You got to make sure you have the right
license. Well, I got to say, I thought after that you were super stand-up, you know, social media stuff. Because, I mean, there's you did nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's breaking a rule,
but
it's not. Yeah. I mean, you didn't do it on purpose. It's not like you were – out there,
you're living on the edge,
being like James Watson, and
I don't buy
getting information.
No, I know you don't.
After the off limits,
I don't register my boat.
No,
I don't.
No.
You see a conservation.
Do you register? Are you supposed to have your boat registered? Is that part of the rules?
You don't have to have numbers.
I didn't think so.
No, we wrap them up. We do.
Yeah, something like that.
My man's just watching.
Oh yeah, Michelle Pubmix. Michelle, bring us Pubmix.
Thanks.
If you were here right now, Michelle, you'd go get a snack.
Yeah, and thanks for the email.
Todd,
late.
So Dougie said something right there that segues right to you, and then I'm going to hear this boat ramp story.
I ain't telling it.
You're really not going to tell the boat ramp story?
I'm embarrassed by it.
Well, you're not embarrassed by anything. 24,000. Michelle has joined.
That's what I said.
Oh, you saw that. Yeah. I didn't know you could read. I'm sorry.
I never know
with you Ozark folk.
I saw her picture.
I never know.
Michelle.
So Dougie said something. It was his rookie year last year, and he had to learn fast. I'm 2 years removed from that, and I'm still trying to learn hard and fast, and it's crazy. Dude, it was your rookie year.
Rookie year.
You're far from a rookie as far as, like,
no doubt.
There's not many people in the sport that don't know who the heck Todd Castledine is. You've killed it at the Costas local level out here in Texas forever. You and Russell Cecil, your first cousin, you guys you killed him. I mean, and like Texas is probably one of the hardest states to win in, I would say, besides Alabama.
It is because he wins them all.
Yeah. But Dougie's taking a selfie. But rookie year, you got off. We talked today. Todd and I got to fish Rayburn today, which was awesome. But like got off to a rocky start.
A good start.
But a good start at Okeechobee, but yeah. then. But
Harris
then,
Chain was good.
Harris Chain was good. Was Okeechobee good? You called him there, too. You called him Okeechobee, called him Harris, and then it was like, went a little south. But what do you think, like what Josh is saying, did going from those Costas, because we all get these questions all the time, like when you're working your way up the ladders, did going from the Costas to the Tour, was it a mind trip for it? Like, was it
a real training ground?
Were you ready? Do you think you were ready for what the Tour threw at you?
I mean, I've been fishing long enough that I was somewhat ready. After Okeechobee, like, I had the worst practice ever. Yeah. Like, I've never, like, I went, like, everyone was catching them. I think I had three fish after 2 days. I didn't actually, me and you saw each other on the water.
Practice.
And I was like, terrible practice. Like, it was horrible. I left him and actually, like, we kind of got on something and I kind of, you know, we started catching them and I ended up catching them. I drove home that day, you know, that after the tournament, I was like, I'm going to be all right. Like, if I just, like, stop wanting
to get your foot in a little bit.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be all right. Like, it's still just fishing. Just go out there. Just kind of, you know, do what you do. The hardest thing to me is, like, I don't want to just go out there and catch fish. Like, that's not how I fish Costas. Like, that's not how we do things. Like, you can't win just going out there catching. Like, you got to go. You got to go do something, serious.
I talk to you a lot, right? You go to catch biggins. Like, today we're catching pretty good ones. And he's – it is. And he's like, come on, let's go.
You can't go out there going, hey, I'm going to – like, you got to go out there and figure out how to catch 30 pounds in practice to catch 25 in the tournament. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even if you're just catching –
and sometimes 12 and a half a day is all right on FLW Tour. We don't kill for it, right?
I mean, but, like, so – and you can't just go out there to where everyone else is fishing. Like, you got to figure stuff out. You got to do things, like, real crazy, real different. Like, go outside the box a lot, which will get you in trouble real quick
on the tour. Put you down about 160 sometimes.
And,
that's right.
And the hardest thing that I figured out is that, like, I kind of wanted to bring a lot of techniques I do in Texas out there, and some of them worked, and then some of them didn't. And then, like, Lanier was, like, the biggest.
On him, Lanier.
Yeah, I was. But, like, I learned a huge lesson. Yeah. And then, after I got to Smith, like, I did horrible at Lanier.
But when
I went to I went to Smith, I corrected the problem from Lanier, and then almost, like, I missed the cut by, like, I think two places at Smith. Like, I fixed that problem. I kind of learned the Florida thing. Like, I did good at Florida, but then, like, I went back out there again. Like, I was telling you today, like, we went back out there. And I'm like, hey.
On Sunday.
I got to go. I got to go figure this out. And so as it kept on going, even at St. Clair, I had no idea what I was doing.
And you finished where at St. Clair?
Sixth.
Because you had to catch them to make the cup there, right?
Yeah, like, I wasn't even thinking about the cup.
Right, not right. Even about we it. Talked about it to me. You're but, like, yeah, I don't think I can.
But I watched what happened at Cumberland. And then I kind of like, okay, I think I can catch fish this way. And then I caught them at Kentucky Lake that way. I was set up at St. Clair with my rig going, like, this is going to catch a smallmouth. And sure enough, like, after about 45 minutes of being on St. Clair, that's all I did.
He was telling me this today. He caught him on this rage swimmer.
Yeah, I caught him on a rage swimmer.
Rage swimmer at
4 foot of water.
Caught him on it at Kentucky Lake. Caught two nice smallmouth at Kentucky Lake on it.
Caught all my fish at Kentucky Lake.
Same swim bait to St. Clair.
But I was dialed in more. Like, I threw a little bit smaller one, but I was tied on, like, this.
Same rod.
Same
line.
I might have changed a little bit.
But, you know, like, on it. They must like that
carp slime.
But, you know, like, I started learning, like, and I can't catch a fish on that bait at Rayburn. Like, it's a waste of time. So, you know, I started learning how to do. Like, you just have to kind of adjust.
And that then was once your first you kind time of, at most of those lakes, too, right?
All of them except Kentucky, which was, you know.
So you had never been to Okeechobee?
No, I've never been to any of those places.
Well, I got to say, dude, like, that's that's something.
It is.
I tell you what it is. It's scary as hell, honestly. If you made the cup your rookie year.
I bombed two of them. Like, bombed them.
I remember because you were not in a good mood. I qualified through the co-winner side, and I remember being like, oh, it's, you know, I'd had a real good year as a co-winner. Like, know most of these lakes. This will be easy. And you're like, they had one on my home lake. this is the worst finish to date I've ever had in an FLW was on my home pond at Pickwick. And I'm like, oh, these guys serve it to you.
Oh, yeah. To you nice, what I you will know? Say, what I will say, like in the Costas, you can have a, you can have, I'm not even talking, like you can.
Sorry to interrupt, Todd. Great comment coming in here from Scott Arms. He said, I messed up by letting you talk.
Yeah. I don't care what Scott says. Listen.
Fat Todd likes to talk. Yeah. I like to listen. You'll learn some things, ladies and gentlemen, if you yeah. listen to Fat Todd talk.
See, me and old Scott, old he got, man. Yeah, he got all messed up. I don't even know what I was saying.
I knew old man was going to come out later. Yes.
Like, so. Losing a fish. Like, I can think of one fish all year on tour that, like, bothered me. But, like, that one fish, it was at Kentucky Lake. It was a four-pounder. Like, I knew it was, like, I went straight to her in the tournament. Threw my
pop. You have her in a box?
Like, she'd been there. Here. I shook her off. Like,
hey, Todd, you can't put them in a box.
She had been there for, like, 3 days.
Hey, those are Scott's.
Yeah. Leave those alone. He said...
I have made James Watson speechless with a joke for the first time in my life.
Oh, Lord.
Losing.
I was talking about Scott Ashmore.
Yeah. losing a fish on tour is like.
Tonight is
Starbreak. It's like Starbreak. 30 spots sometimes.
Starbreak.
That's like. That doesn't happen with Costas. You lose a 4-pounder, it's like 30 spots.
How about a 4-pounder, a 6-pounder, and a 3-pounder?
35?
Does that add up to 35? Does that add up to 35? Well, Todd, congratulations on a great year.
Yeah, great year. Both of you had great years.
I want to go back to the joke I told that really bothered you. Jeez, you just got all skeeved out about that. You've really – this Bass Pro Tour deal's changing.
Oh, you can't, yeah.
Yeah. You know, watch my P's and Q's. Make sure you watch my social media this weekend on Facebook. I have a fan video.
Okay.
That I'll have to put a disclaimer on to warn people of foul language. Shot by a fan that I had sent an autograph to and – It's good. It's good. You're gonna like it. But if you got little kids that are sensitive to curse words,
my kids all cuss. They love to cuss. They love to cuss. Yeah. Like smoke. Like yeah. They're you know.
You see how spank?
Yeah.
Spank. Like the one thing I was thinking about. So you know we were talking about those like the how many licenses we had to get at St. Clair The Indian reservation license. Like, my license was cost $200. They ran out of the 8 days.
Yeah.
So it was like year long for this.
I don't have a driver's license.
Yeah. So I was thinking about those rules and, like, at the Cup, in the meeting, I mean, I was trying to pay attention to you stuff, but, like, Dudley's over there talking to me the whole time. And, like, next thing I know, I hear this comment about smallmouth. And I'm like, we can't keep this place even has smallmouth in it, whatever. Nope, they were like, hey, you can't keep smallmouth here. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Or something. Someone brought up mean mouth, and they looked at it, and I'm like, I quit listening. And sure enough, like, day two of the Cup, man. Like, I'd seen, like, 7 fish down this one bank on day one. I didn't get any of them to bite. So I went there right off the bat that next morning.
In a box. Smallmouth.
Yeah. They were large mouth.
Not like me now.
I'm throwing that top. And I got it on video. I catch a 4-pounder. And I'm like, I don't think I can keep this because they were like, do not bring us. And I remember like, I think they said, do not bring a smallmouth up there. But like, you don't go to these lakes and not like, I just caught a fish.
Washington's got smallies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught one.
And he caught a big,
but you can't keep one.
Like
you couldn't weigh
in. That's an anomaly. I'm guessing
4-pounders are at a premium and he catches one and has a throw back.
I'm sitting there like, but then in your back of your mind, like, did I make believe that? Like, within that meeting, am I really supposed to just throw this back? I'm like, am I going to be on camera throwing back a 4-pound smallmouth going, be that guy.
I'd be like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
I would have slammed it on the front deck and then punted it, probably.
I would have filleted it.
Josh Douglas, free the fighter.
Free the fighter. I don't know. It's like harder than hell out of Watchtower. I have no idea what a smallie's doing around there.
I don't know.
It might be a little.
I don't know either.
Clear water.
Hey, guys, 31,000 on Low Budget Live right now. 31,000.
And it's like mountain water, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it 2 foot of water?
JMFW.
Rivers and stuff.
JMFW. Yes. We need the story on why you got disqualified for a tournament at Blythe Landing, Lake Norman, with those little bitty spotted bass making you mad.
Man. I didn't.
Do you really not want to tell?
You get into so a fight now. But I was on my way to get into a fight.
Okay.
After I'd warned both of these guys, these two guys were lovers.
Okay. So let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. Are they two people that are known in the fishing industry at all?
No.
These are just guys.
These are homeowners on the lake.
The more privileged.
Homeowners.
Yeah. Okay. So these cats. So I
wait. And, cats or people
or homeowners?
Do you hate cats?
He hates dogs and small children because he almost threw my kids in the lake.
He did almost throw your kids in the lake. I was there. Your kids were kind of being jerks that night.
No, I talked them
sick,
well.
You sicked them all.
One, your mom was drunk. Or two, your kids were wilder than hell. And three, you guys should probably take them all to church.
They do go to church every Sunday, and they listen well because I told them exactly what to do, and
they listen to your mom because she's drunk. And she's going to beat that ass. That's what they were scared of. And then I tried to tell them I was going to beat that ass, and then they didn't listen to me.
They shot you in the face with a Nerf gun, repeatedly.
Right in the eye. Disrespectful little shit.
I gave him
started after. Then they knew I was mad.
I gave him $20 when they got home.
Yeah.
So, homeowners Lake Norman.
Years ago.
Not Todd's children. You did not get to clarify. James Watson didn't get DQ'd for fighting Todd's children.
His absolutely adorable children. Yes. No. They're adorable little devils. But I was at Norman.
Demon Spawn is actually what you called them that night. Demon Spawn.
My kids Demon Spawn.
That's Demon Spawn.
Your mom was like,
My mom's had like one beer in like 5 years.
Drunk.
She had like a
she had beer. It that night.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah. Drunk. But anyway, your mom's.
Hey, let's give a shout out to Starbright before you finish the Star Trek.
Put it in your tank.
In case we never get to do this again. All right, James. Homeowners.
And they're cats.
These are cats.
Did you cuss at a cat?
I have cussed a cat. Okay. So, but these, I came in hot in the back of a pocket. I had
no shirt on, I'm guessing.
No, I'm physically hot. Oh, did you know I was first time ever, same day, getting two top tens?
I don't even know what he
got
just
two
said.
Top tens I saw last that. Week. I finished eighth in the Costa, and I'm a 10 always.
Oh,
Well played.
I saw his social media post when Michelle posted it.
35, I get it.
Two top tens. So, no homeowner.
Homeowner. KC.
I come into this dang cove, and I had one on the bed back here, way back there. And I come in pretty hot. And at Norman, you cannot,
No, there's dark
cause a wake. No. And anyway, these guys had their cameras, security cameras, on their dock. And I made a wave on their dock with my little bitty old bass boat. And they come down. And I'm fishing along, and this guy comes out of his house to my back, and he's walking down the bank towards me going, Hey!
Is that Bill?
Hey! I thought it might have been Bill.
Yeah.
Hey! But it was a bass open, so I knew it wasn't Bill.
Right.
But he could have been fishing it.
He could have been on vacation.
Throwing a booze bug. I throwing a booze bug, boys. And he's throwing his booze bug down there. This guy's hollering, and my co-angler, being a dumbass, said, I think that guy's hollering at you. And I said,
no, he's not.
I said, don't pay no attention to him. They kept fishing. I'm like, all I'm just trying to do is get control of him real fast and get over there. Hey! And he goes, no, man, I think he's hollering. I said, I know he is. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Happy again here.
Why don't you shut your mouth when you're talking to me?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, sir. And he goes, he says, I saw you make that wave and hit my dock with big waves. And I said, I'm sorry. I was in a hurry. I shut down too late. I apologize. And so I immediately apologized. And I owned up to it. And, he keeps walking down the bank. By this time, this guy's phone out videoing me like he was one of them crazy liberals.
Trying to get the confession on.
Running out of the restaurant, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to eat. And he's videoing me, and he's like, I got it all on video. And I said, it's fine. What's your name? He said, what's your name? I said, it's on the side of the boat. You know,
seems like a dumb question, right? You're wearing a shirt with your name on it and a boat with your name on it.
I'm like, dude, I said, I'm sorry. I come in. He was upset. And he just kept going and going and going. I told him, I said, there's my name. Call a tournament director. I said, I can't apologize to you anymore for what I did. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. My God, he come into the weigh-in, and I backed my truck in, and went to open my door. He's standing, and his buddy, who was on the dock at the same time, and he's standing there.
Homeowners got
this briefcase and got all these pictures from his security camera of me driving, you know, coming in. He went in full detail, and I'm trying to load my boat, and I'm ready to go home because it's a terrible tournament. As usual. And I'm loading, you know, and I said, sir, you need to get away from my truck. Let me get out of here so I can load my boat. He moves out of the way and open my door. I get out, load my boat. I told my co-angler, I said, go, we could load at the time. I said, go get our bags. I drove my truck up, you know, I just ignored this guy, get out of my way. Drove up there, parked my truck. My co-angler jumps out, goes and gets our bags. Looking, 10 minutes. 15 minutes, still no bag. No. Oh, I'm mad. And I thought, these guys have wrangled up my damn co-angler. Sure enough, I got in my boat and I walked down towards the ramp, down around the corner of the building there, and both of these guys are sitting there talking to my co-angler.
Holy cow.
And I said, that's it. I told my co-angler, I said, you get them bags and get to the boat now. And I said,
Michelle, get the bags. Michelle, get the bags.
Bug mix. And Michelle. These guys started walking towards me. I started walking to them. And I said, what is your guys' problem? I said, you wanted controversy? You wanted a problem? I said, now you got it. And I said, that's it. And well, we want to talk to the tournament director. I said, you should have called him an hour ago. I said, you need to back off. Well, you need it. And I said, that's it. I said, but by that time, my co-angler grabs me. I said, that's it. And I start after. And I said, I'm going to kick your ass. And I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick both your asses right here on this boat ramp. And I went after him like that. And two guys grabbed me. And that was the end of it. I got DQ'd.
Was that day one or day two?
That's
what I say.
I don't even know. You'd have to ask Chris Bowes.
Oh.
For the
44,000.
I will say one thing. It's because he did not handle it right on the water.
I did. I said I was. I apologized.
I have shown you the rules on how to handle people on the water. Have I not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was that? You're worse than the evening news that tease.
No. Todd's good at
leprechaun midgets spotted in Nashville. Story of 10.
Listen, I don't know if we have enough time for this, but I mean, there's ways.
We definitely don't because we got about 20 more minutes.
Oh, yeah. So
Todd can deflect. I love Kentucky Lake. I just said it.
Oh, yeah. It's Brandy.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. So
it's Brandy.
It just depends on if y'all want to hear the story or not.
I do. 45,000.
Brad Knight coming in, 45,000. He said those homeowners would have beat Watson down.
Brad Knight.
BK.
I don't mess with
BK. BK, are you in the hot tub right now? That's what that's what inquiring minds want to know.
Without your man panties on. So,
are you in the hot tub and do you have water wings on? That is a safety concern. I need to know that right now.
And all that, I'm still sure he's packing some sort of.
He's tall. He's a big old boy. Brass knuckles.
Something. Throwing stars. Something. I am.
Brad Knight is in the hot tub. He stays in the hot tub.
He's got arms in his hot tub. Not in Brad Knight's hot tub, but in his own hot tub.
Spank may not be on here anymore. He's probably marinating some meat somewhere, getting ready to make everybody jealous on freaking Instagram with his cooking skills. He kills it. Spanky kills it.
Every Bass Pro
Tour. No, he's not. He's not coming to a single Bass Pro Tour.
You're not invited every single one.
FLW Tour is going to be really good, though. We're going to have some great times.
We're invited.
Would you guys like to talk about the FLW Tour and how awesome it's going to be next year?
I do want to talk about
it. Do you guys remember how much better the FLW Tour got whenever James wasn't on there?
I remember.
Todd,
what the hell? I'm scared to death. I'm scared to death.
Scott's up.
We lost him on the road.
Todd, yeah.
No, I'm like,
Todd went to the ALCS.
It went straight to the tour, and I'm
Spanky's on here.
I know. He's in his chair. Yeah, he's loafing
in the hot tub with a Biffalo. Clark Ream.
Hey, what's up?
I really want to hear Bill Taylor at the drive-thru.
Hey, boys.
I already did that one time. I said, hey, Charlie, what do you want back there? Kids meal?
Kids, do you want fries or apples?
Scott, you can't have a milkshake.
Hey, let's prank call Bill.
No, he's mad. He's so mad at me.
Why?
Because of Ike Live.
He said he's going to kill
me. He did on Ike Live. So he went on Ike Live. Love you, Bill. He went on Ike Live, and dumbass Swindle called after Bill hung up and did his terrible Bill Taylor impression, and Bill thought it was me. And was mad because Bill told him, he's like, he wanted to come on because it was the awesome Ike Live show. Shout out to Ike Live guys, where they had Dave Preck from Bass, they had Bill Taylor on, they had Boyd on, they had a lot of anglers. It was like a 3.5 hour super show, and Bill was awesome on there. And they didn't give him a hard time. Bill's like a super compassionate, like really fun. Like Bill's like all of our granddad. Like he's funny. Mm-hmm. Like Bill's funny, and we give Bill a hard time. We all love Bill. And Bill was like, I think he was worried that because they're like we are cutting up on there, that they were going to maybe, you know, poke fun at him a little bit, you know. So he was worried about that. And so they were like, hey, nobody, no impressions tonight, that kind of – because I, you know, I call in and do that stuff on there every now and then, breaking down that fifth wall for you guys. Yeah. Right. But Swindle was like having a fit to get on there, and he thought it was me. Dude, like, was pissed that – I called in. Yeah, because it was like right when he hung up, they had him on there. And I didn't get to hear that segment. But do not – if you're calling Bill Taylor, so help me God. What time is he? He's probably in bed. Let's call somebody else. It's 9 o'clock.
Who we want to call?
I don't know. Not Bill Taylor. Who's your buddy we called last year? Tick?
Yeah, let's call your buddy. Jay Smith.
He's got – okay, so James has got this buddy. Last year we called him.
Tick.
His name is Tick. And we called him, and he's like, hello? And he goes, Tick, I don't have time to talk to you. And he hung up on him. He says he does it every time he calls him. Here we go. Here we go, calling Tick. James, you better not. Michelle says you better not.
Hello?
Calling Tick.
I hope he answers.
If he doesn't, this is going to be very anticlimactic.
I should give his number out to everybody.
Like, it's got to be
$45,000 on one budget.
Probably he knows what's up.
It's like, no.
He knows
I haven't called him in a while. He's ignorant to that. Gosh dang it, he ain't going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Dang it.
That sucks.
Call Swindle. Swindle probably won't answer. James, see if Swindle will answer.
All right, we'll call him.
Call Swindle. I'm going to text him to answer. We've only got about 15 minutes before they're going to kick us off.
Hey, why so many time constraints? What's up with that? What's up?
Because Instagram ain't free.
Hey, Gerald?
How are you doing?
Gerald! Gerald Swindle on Low Budget Live.
It's really him.
Luke Duncan's Low Budget Live with the G-Man right now.
Can you hear us?
How come Low Budget Live ain't never had a G-Man on?
You're on.
We
right
can't.
Now.
Can't anybody afford you?
Yeah, you're on right now.
I mean, I had to be third party. I mean, I had to go through my
fifth party.
Gay
friend,
your best gay friend. No homeowner.
No homeowner. Yeah. Or homeowner. So.
Who caught what in that Bass championship round seven fish off.
Hey, G, this is the only thing I've been invited to out of MLF and the Elite Series was I got invited to the Sealy Big Bass. I accepted the invite. I took it, son. I'm making a video about it later.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't even have time to announce it. He's going to announce it after the fact.
So when do y'all fish? Tomorrow?
Nope.
We fish Saturday.
Nope.
Tomorrow's the official practice day, Gerald.
Are you going to go?
No.
No, he
I
went.
I like the way y'all are thinking. No practice.
He went unofficially today.
I went with, hey, you're with Todd Castledine, Josh Douglas, James Watson, and Luke Duncan right now on Low Budget Live, G.
Yep.
And I went Fat fishing Dad. With Fat Todd Castledine today. Showed me around Rayburn.
Yep.
Ooh.
Now, earlier today, Gerald, I was speaking to you, and you were individually bubble wrapping every plastic bait in your boat. Did you accomplish that?
I'm making so much noise. I said, Coach JMFW, I am working on my tackle. And you said, did you individually bubble wrap?
Because that's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like. It was the god awful racket I ever heard.
poor Mullins. I talked to Mullins on the phone yesterday, and he said,
"He just don't hardly function.
He doesn't move much." Does he?
Andy Griffin won the classic. He had one more classics than Kevin Bartank. Just from watching Andy.
Oh Lord. Well.
So, how was the bite on Raiders? All I want to know.
It was great. It's great, G. Hey, G, we're getting a question on Low Budget for Swindle. I can't believe Swindle isn't in deer mode. He's in full bore deer mode, aren't you, G?
All I do now in my old age is plant food plots, hang cameras, and move tree stands. I have had my bullets revoked. I have not been in a tree since 2016
that my wife just gave me the
fuzzy eye. I know you have not.
She give you the
what?
What?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy eye. What? Haley, can I see the fuzzy eye?
Yeah.
Oh. I've never been given that.
And then it was derailed.
it just went down.
I almost said something on Low Budget Live. Y'all
didn't. Everything's a go on Low Budget Live.
It is tonight. This has really been a Low Budget Live for the ages.
Scott Arms thinks you put up a high fence all around your place and have deer and elk imported.
No, I put keep the phone. Foot of high fence
I got it turned
up.
They
use that post hole digger, that fence driver to my little testicles,
so I can't. Testicle and post hole digger.
Yeah, fuzzy.
Same.
Fuzzy eye.
Fuzzy.
That's true. That is true.
Jerking on it.
Jerking on it. I don't know how he does it.
Some low class goober head can cut a hole in a fence and shoot a deer that's got 2 acres.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, I sure.
I'm going to put some naked photos up of James Watson on the property line.
There you go. That'll flock them in. Well, why don't you just ask Leanne for some of them? She's got plenty of them. I planted them all over the house. That's all right.
Lulu's playing nice.
She's really nice tonight.
She's really nice all the time.
She said the next photo she has of you is not James. Your name was Gene.
Yes.
We're just going to do Low Budget Live for the rest of it.
We're going to tease the hell out of Bob Sealy because that's about the most fun.
That's more fun to catch him back.
Sidetracked. Oh, it don't take much to get Sealy sidetracked.
Yes,
he
unfortunately,
is.
Yep. And Todd Castledine, who's with us on Low Budget Live,
yep.
Is also a favorite in the event.
I like how you keep plugging your own damn show we're on. It's Low Budget Live. Just in case you forgot, you're on Low Budget Live.
Low Budget Live brought to you by Startron.
Yeah. Startron, Gerald, make sure you go out today and buy yourself a case of enzyme-free
fuel treatment by Star
Trek. Good.
That's good. It ain't got any gluten or enzymes.
Yeah, no gluten, it's gluten free, dude. That means enzyme free.
It says it on the wrapper, so it must be true.
That's true. It's true. It's good for you.
It's on the internet. It's on the internet.
Yep.
It's
good for you.
Why? I guess the question would be, why is Luke Duncan out here in a tree?
Why ain't you well, in I'm a not tree? In a tree because I'm out here fishing. That's the only reason I'm not in a tree.
Yeah. What are we, professional deer hunters or professional bass fishermen? I got a jersey in my truck that says
both.
I did go fishing today from about 1 o'clock to dark up Gunnersville and frog fishing. It wasn't great, but I'm going to go again tomorrow. And then I'm going to be, I think I'm actually going to fish at Wesley Sam's Terminal Smith Lake Saturday day for autism.
Okay.
Because Wesley Sam's runs off the terminal Saturday and he has a little child that's autism.
They'll,
okay, Wesley race. Sam's on Smith Lake. Gerald, where's it going out of? Smith Lake Park?
It's coming out of the dam.
Coming out of the dam.
The autism awareness tournament coming out of the dam. It's a great tournament to raise up the NDP. I mean, the chaos that you can get. I think I might get up with a look up and drive over Saturday morning fish just because it's right
legal. That's right. Yeah. Kind of like them super BFL super tournaments.
Yep. Well, that's
no. If he wasn't so nice, it'd be hard.
Yep.
Yeah, you hooked me up proper down there a couple of years ago when it was 20 degrees and the wind was blowing about 50. Now I'm ready to sit in one of them shooting houses. Yeah, I'm ready to sit.
That's the deal.
Yeah, I'm ready to sit in Lulu's stand. There's the idea.
I'll be impressed when all you deer hunters start killing your deer with nunchucks and throwing stars and Rambo knives.
Oh no, we lost our connection. Low budget live, but we're still going. Okay, we're back. We're back. 47,000 people. So, probably about to 47,000 on low budget live. G-Man has more sleeveless shirts than...
Who did what?
7 pounds.
7 pounds, real good. Did real good.
15 pounds is leading it.
Yeah. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag Mark Rose.
What's leading it? Oh, Rose is leading it with 15.9, but he had an old 6.1 to go in his sack today. 11.
Do you not have the internet?
Yeah. What the hell? Why are we answering?
Get on freaking Bass Fan.
Yeah. For crying out loud. Do you ever look at the internet?
The internet.
Oh!
Boom. Like a boom. Oh, you're banned from everything.
His IP address is banned from the Bass site.
Hashtag.
Yeah, you're always welcome on LBL, my friend.
Yeah.
We're going to take LBL to hold them this year. We want to start having it in places nobody ever expected.
That means you got to show up, Luke, to where Gerald and I are at. Low budget wise.
Hey, who should we prank call? Bill Taylor or Trip Weldon?
I'll tell you, boys, I don't be calling Bill Taylor's too late.
Hey!
Hey!
Awesome.
Who should we?
They might some YouTube videos. I tell you, he runs around them Dugan guys and no Dugan kids.
Dugan kids.
So good.
They do. The cops. They're called police.
What's going on?
So, yeah. Fix your crap.
I don't know what to do.
I can't believe your cheap crap not working right, Luke.
I don't
I guess that's why they call it Low Budget Live. We're on. We're back on.
48,000.
We're on the whole time. We lost 8,000 people.
We lost 8,000 people. It's probably because Gerald was talking about the Googans.
The Googans. You run, you run our damn people off with the Googans. When I hit on the Plymouth Troy. Yes. Yes. Dangerous. Trust me. They're 10-foot pond prowlers going to be it. You don't need a live well. I proved it the other night.
You did. All right, G.
Well,
people are steady. Steady leaving. Steady.
We're loosening our crowd.
Pretend to be who?
Oh, no.
Castle Diamond.
Yeah, I'll do that.
No
problem.
No.
Gerald, get some sleep. We're gonna let you go. Tell
love you, G.
Tell Fuzzy I good night and night. Taint hearing it.
hang up on Gerald Swindle, everybody. Yeah, love buddy love. The one and only G.
Yep.
The one and only G. There's only one. And yep. Oh, man, that was pretty good. We probably don't have any more sponsors. StarTron, thank y'all for what you've done for us. We may never have another one of these. Todd, what do you think about your first, as we're winding down, your first low-budget live experience? Star-studded. Josh Douglas, James Watson, Gerald Swindle, Luke Duncan. What do you feel like this? Will Taylor.
It was horrible. Watson talked over me the entire time. So, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
I expected it, but like, you know, I asked you on the boat today. I was like, dude, just let's not invite Watson. And we didn't invite Watson.
I invited myself.
He's had enough invites lately. So yeah, like,
he's basically a co-host. If he's around and these microphones
are out. Did you notice that he was
around,
not invited? And we said that he's the only one sitting here waiting on
him. He loves those white headphones.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the deal.
They smell like sausage.
So, KC, my buddy KC says, turn the StarTron bottle around, Dougie.
Yeah.
Scott Arms, Ranger, hashtag Ranger Boats, says, turn it around. There we go, StarTron, brought to you by StarTron. KC said, this is y'all's best last show ever. It has been
Michelle. Get Michelle, some pub mix
Michelle,
in
Michelle, we need some pub mix. We need it quickly.
Quickly, please.
Quickly get some pub mix. Thank y'all for watching. I think we got to close on the Swindle. Todd, where can everybody follow you at? Where's all your social media?
I don't do that stuff. I just kind of get around.
It's at Todd Castle Dine. Yeah. Fishing, right? Or just Todd Castle Dine?
Well, it depends on which you want to go. It's mainly Todd Castle Dine.
Todd Castle Dine fishing
or Todd Castle Dine.
If you
want to
see just a beautiful man with his shirt off playing some beach volleyball.
His pictures are the best.
Fat Todd is the way to go.
He is the way to go.
He's the way to go.
Constantly.
I try to limit those. You know,
you do limit.
Yeah, but I request it every time.
That's
like,
true.
Why you got shirt on?
But
right.
Hey,
why are the kids around there? Why are they shirt?
Real quick, you can listen to Low Budget Live now. After all the craziness on Instagram, on iTunes, it's on an app called Podbean. That's where they're hosting it. I'm working on getting it on Google Play. Go check it out. Give me some good ratings. Dougie, where can they find you on social media? Josh Douglas has one of the best social media platforms. He works his freaking tail off, and he catches them. And if you love smallmouth, where can they find you? Because they need
Josh Douglas Fishing.
Just Josh Douglas Fishing on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Everybody on here is probably already following Dougie, but make sure you're following Dougie. And you can find James helping Johnny Morris sweep the floors at the Springfield, Missouri Bass Pro next weekend.
Or Wonders of Wildlife Museum. Come on in. Check it out.
The place is crazy.
Is that in your contract?
No.
Hashtag Mom's Basement.
Hashtag Mom's Basement is right. That's where
hashtag
I'll be
Mom's Basement.
I will
James,
be in Mexico.
Bass Pro Tour. What's your social media, James? For
James Watson, professional angler on the Facebook machine. And the real James Watson on Instagrams.
The real James Watson.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Great job. Turn a Fish Triton right here. Great job at Lake of the Ozarks,
thank
James.
Thank you very much.
Before we go, real quick, because we've all been talking – Throw us up some questions. Anybody got any questions? We'll take like a couple minutes. And
I thought we were ending it.
We were going to sign off, but we didn't do. I try to close everything. Hey, every that, one of these with questions.
That is proud of Watson does with St. Jude's. Hey, I did help St. Jude's with one Eric Trump sky high donation, but it's 38,000. Shriners Hospitals for Children.
Yeah, Shriners Hospital. I got to do one of those with Greenville. Yeah, Greenville, South Carolina. It's awesome what James did. Amazingly, we were all let into a children's hospital. They let us around kids.
Yeah, why is my manager asking me?
James, what's your Twitter and YouTube? You know what? Maybe you post that, Michelle. Yeah, maybe you post that. Maybe you post that, Michelle.
Send some emails on time.
Yeah, thank you, Todd, no fear. Thank you, no fear.
How mad at my manager are you?
Oh, like
furious.
I asked him for some help the other day.
That's a good question right there.
Yes.
Sorry, not to cut you off. We got to get this in.
Yeah, get that out there.
Somebody said, who's stabbing Kevin? Are y'all at? We're staying at Tiger Creek Lodge, Sam Rayburn, Texas. They put us up every year for this Sealy deal.
Dude, this is the neatest layout.
It's so cool. If you're coming out here for a fun fishing trip, crappie fishing trip, tournament, look them up. Their website is Tiger Creek Lodge, Texas. TX, Tiger Creek Lodge, TX.com. Like, this place is set up. It's plenty of park. Yeah. Nice, like, we're in the in kind of the kitchen dining hall they have, but they have a ton of different rooms. And
Big Street's disco ball.
Yeah, disco, dancing girls. Everybody likes dancing girls.
Yep.
But Don Quick, they take really good care of us. And I think I'm going to stay here for the tournament in January. So that's where we're at, Tiger Creek Lodge, Sam Rayburn. If you're around Sam Rayburn, get to this tournament. You may see us at the Stump.
Oh, sure.
We got to be at the Stump out here in Brooklyn, Texas. Watson could eat cereal off that.
That's right.
Oh, John Cozzi coming in from CNO Marine, my Ranger boat dealer, telling me my new ride will be at his dealership tomorrow. Nice. Hey. Well, let's get some power on that thing there, Kaz. Let's get some new power on that thing.
Ooh, some
new power.
Yeah.
Midget wrestling. Different power. Midget wrestling and dancing girls. Everybody likes dancing girls.
Time right there.
After hearing the doc story, I bet if Watson could have punched Jeff Clark at Cumberland.
Who the hell's Jeff Clark?
Oh, that was early low budget. That was when Wesley and I did low budget. Hashtag punch Jeff Clark. He was a co-angler. It's a long story, I'll tell you out there.
We don't want to talk about co-anglers with Watson.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, no colors.
Hey,
you're
listen,
the man,
you
John.
Gotta tell your,
you're the man, John.
Next time we go, you gotta tell your co-angler story, and I'm gonna tell my Kentucky Lake story.
Oh, the spoon.
And the Kentucky Lake. Mine's a how-to. Mine's a how-to story on how to deal with people on the lake.
Mine is not a how-to.
No, it's definitely how
James,
not
I feel
to
like
handle
you're
people.
Angry. Josh, do you? Josh, you're one of the most laid-back cats I know. Do you feel like Watson gets a little angry sometimes?
Sometimes. If somebody tries talking over him or something, then he starts getting a little mad.
I feel like that. KCT Fishing wants to know Watson. He wants you to tell him about the spoon.
Yeah.
Is it available?
You're just getting
and,
that info. Finish yeah. what you're telling
yeah,
me.
Let's go.
That's right. KT Fishing.
KC, tell us.
Okay, yeah, the spoons, the new JMFW Worldwide Spoon by River Sea.
Spoon jacking.
He's off the charts, sold out. We've had to airship five more batches of spoons.
And those not American made? Is that why you're not getting those?
Unfortunately, they're not made in America. Everything in my repertoire is made in America except that.
But you can buy it in America.
You will buy all of them in America unless you're overseas purchasing them. Then you're buying them there.
No, you're still buying them from America.
Oh,
no.
James, Team USA, where are you going next
We're
week?
Going
we didn't
Mexico.
Even get
to
talk
We're
about
going to
that.
Mexico.
To USA.
USA.
Yep.
USA. We're going to Mexico. Jean-Claude Van Damme will be there. He's hosting a karate tournament, and I'm going to take part in that.
Sweep the knee. Fish. You just sweep the knee.
Bloodsport. Bloodsport.
It is. All right, USA. Anyway, looking for a good time.
Looking for a good time. Sorry, Sherry. Sorry.
What the hell?
And as always, when James is on, guys, go follow the Blonde Girl Promotions. Michelle is currently
failed pod.
Don't ask for emails.
But she's currently really, really, really searching for a man. So hit her up.
I'm glad you said that.
Hit her up.
You got to fix this.
Is it paused? We got to find Michelle's husband.
Yes. Hashtag, hashtag find my manager, Michelle Eichstead, husband. That's a long hashtag, but I'd spell it out.
I've seen longer.
Michelle.
I've seen much longer.
Yeah.
And then how long does it take you to figure out what they're saying?
Yes.
Mm. We got 2 minute countdown right here. We've got an hour.
Michelle.
Needs a man.
Needs a man.
And a baby. She wants a baby and she wants a man.
In what order?
It doesn't matter. Okay. Doesn't even matter.
No legal order.
Okay.
No legal order, Todd. Yeah.
That's fine. Just asking. Mm-mm. These are important questions.
They are.
And she's on there. You can see her, Blonde Girl Promotions. She's on this feed right here. D Rose will do a show about how we can find Michelle a husband soon.
Soon. In Mexico. What lake? What lake in Mexico?
Hey, let's say, wait. That's a good idea.
Minute 2021. Go. Come up with
it next year.
Okay.
Instead of me raising money for Shriners Hospitals for Children,
let's do a bachelor with Michelle.
Let's do a bachelor. Ooh. Let's find my
low budget live bachelor, the bachelor edition.
Yes. So
Byron Velvet did it.
Why not?
Byron Velvet.
That worked out.
And that worked out great for him.
Yeah.
Obviously. What lake in Mexico, real quick?
Chichilo.
Chinchilla?
He has no idea.
Chupacabra?
Chihuahua? Chihuahua Lake.
Chihuahua Lake?
Chihuahua?
Look.
He doesn't know.
It's really. No, it's Chippewa. Anyway.
There's that many
CAs. 45 seconds. Pause at the end of Low Budget Live.
We're working
with a video ended. We have 204. All right. Low Budget Live. Thank y'all. When you hear the podcast form, you'll hear this part brought to you by StarTron. Thanks to Josh Douglas.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to
Luke.
To James Watson. Thank you, Todd, for finally being a guest.
I'm just glad I got the invite.
So you finally got the invite. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Every once in a while, it's fun to go like just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.